Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Danny, I got your number. I need to make you mine. Danny, don't change your number. 867-5309.
That's Tommy Two-Tone bringing us back. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend. David Ellenwood is a business owner. He's an entrepreneur. He started a business from scratch, and it's a home health care business. David, welcome back again. Tell us about your business.
Yes, we started about 6 years. My wife and I started this from scratch. We had zero clients, zero employees, and in the 6 years, we've built this to a nice business where we have over 300 employees and over 200 clients, and we use it as a means to make a good living, but also to provide care for a lot of people and jobs for a lot of people. That's our goal.
Now, you've only been in business about 5 years, right?
Just about six. It'll be six in February.
About 6 years. And you have how many employees?
We have over 300 employees now.
Wow. So that's a lot of growth. That's a lot of fast growth. What have you learned about growth?
Well, a number of things. You get a little bit, you know, when you first start this type of a business, you think that getting clients is the most important thing, and you worry about that more than anything else, but it's really not. The most important thing is getting good employees. The clients will come.
Mm-hmm.
Learn that you have to take your growth and do it according to a good plan, not overdo it, not do it too fast, unless you have a lot of things in place, because it becomes costly. You lose some things along the way in which the quality of your care is not as good if you're not careful. There's a lot of things there that come into play when you're talking about growth.
Well, exactly, and you know, a lot of times the owner is ready to grow, but the organization isn't ready for that, or maybe even the customers, maybe the marketplace isn't ready for that, right? Or maybe your capital strategy isn't ready for that. What do you think? There's a lot of stars have to align for successful growth, don't they?
Yes, they do. You know, I'm always ready to grow. I'm always thinking, oh, I got to have more, so that I can do more. But the problem is getting good employees as you go. Like I said, when you have over 300 employees in this type of a business in an area that's not that big, then you can run into some real problems, because you promise people you're going to be at their house to take care of them. You can't be there. So you have to be real careful with
that. Another thing about growth, and to me you have to ask yourself, is number one, as we said earlier, can my organization stand it? Can the customers, can the employees, can the capital structure, can my system stand it? But the other thing is, will I really be happy being larger? You know, growth doesn't always make you happy, does it?
It doesn't. I've run into a number of people in this country that do what I do, and they haven't grown nearly as fast or as big as I have in such a short time. And that's me. That's my personality. I love to build. I love to do things to meet those challenges head on. Some people are not able to do that, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. You have to know yourself. You have to know your personality. You have to know your limits. I think my limits are higher than many. My energy levels are pretty high. My desire is pretty high. And I will do whatever I have to do personally to make sure that it's done well and done right.
Well, but you've got that kind of a mindset, and that's good. How have you been able to shift, because you've had to become, if you've grown this fast in this short of time, you've had to do something pretty well that I talk about on the show all the time, and that is transitioning from being the entrepreneur and then to the manager, and then transition from being the manager to the CEO? What do you think?
That is a great point. I have put really great people in place to help me. I think that's a huge key. I think you have to spend some great people. I found that I want to start the business. I won't have choices. I could either maybe sell a business and retire, or I could have the right people in place to run it. So I don't have to do as much as far as that hands-on, as far as that physical contact and so on and so forth. And I've got to that place where I have great people in place, and it costs a little bit more to do that, but it's worth it to me. I can run the business. I can run the people who are running the business. So, yes, I think that's a great point. Mm-hmm. I think it's a very important point to be able to do that, yes.
Right. So I need your website before we go, please.
www.sunnydaysinhomecare.com.
And it's in home care, and you don't do any health, you don't do any medical stuff, only helping with the physical stuff, right?
Exactly. Companion care and personal care. We are actually selling franchises for our business as well. So we are expanding out in a lot of ways.
All right. So check it out. Give us the website one more time.
www.sunnydaysinhomecare.com.
All right. Hey, David, good job today. Keep up the good work and come back soon. Tell us about how things are going. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.